Oh, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now is NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Played 23 pro years. He played with Seattle. He played with the Oilers. 9-time Pro Bowler. Warren, thank you so much for joining us. As always, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today. How you guys doing?
All right. We're doing great. Let me ask you about the Niners real quick, who are missing Christian McCaffrey, who's an extremely versatile running back. Jordan Mason's filled in for him. He's done a nice job, but they're different kind of backs. What limitations does that put on a football team if the guy who's replacing McCaffrey doesn't do some of the same things that he can do?
Well, it kind of limits your play calling for Kyle Shanahan. There's no question that Jordan Mason has done a nice job since he's been there. He's averaging about 100 yards a game, but he doesn't have the versatility that Christian has, and you can't use him all the different ways that they use Christian, whether it's in the passing game or the running game. And because of Christian's ability, he makes the defense, you know, play a little bit differently as well when he's in the game and where they line him up. So I think that's what they're missing in the red zone. They haven't been able to put the ball in the end zone as much as they have in the past, and I think that's part of the reason. Christian is like their closer. He's the one that closes the deal once they get down there inside the red zone. And you're talking about a guy who averages anywhere between 18, 20 touchdowns a season. You don't have that now. So they need to get that back in the lineup or somehow be able to use somebody else, whether it's Deebo Samuels, because he's a guy I think that's underachieved this year so far, and maybe use him a little bit more once you get down in the red zone to try and get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, Warren, there was a play, the last possession. The Niners had went down one. Arizona brought the blitz. They hit Brock Purdy's elbow, interception. And I've been all in on Brock Purdy, but I was wondering, is that on Brock maybe to change the protection before the snap of the ball to see that? And I'm also wondering, Warren, if he even has the ability to do that. How did you see that, and who is that on?
Yeah, I know the play that you're talking about, and it's really hard to tell if it was just a guy getting beat. That there's nothing Brock can do about that if the offensive lineman gets beat, or if he could have changed the protection or not. But those things happen. It's not like he was, you know, trying to throw the football to a guy and underthrew him or overthrew him and threw an interception. His arm got hit. The ball bounces up in the air. It's just an unfortunate mistake and turnover for the 49ers. But it's really kind of hard to say, not knowing what the play concept was, whether he could have changed that protection or not.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game. It's funny because he had a couple passes tipped on Sunday, and whenever that happens, it seems people say, well, he's not the biggest quarterback. He's 6'1", so he's got that challenge. You were 6'3". Warren, other quarterbacks are 6'5". What's the difference between a 6-foot quarterback and a 6'5 quarterback?
Well, you're taller. That's one of the things that you can get the ball over people. You have better vision. There's a lot of different advantages to that, but there's also some disadvantages when you're a much bigger guy like that too. You probably don't move around as well in the pocket. So it just all depends, but I think what happens with Brock Purdy is every time he does well, everybody says, oh, he's doing great because he's got all this protection around him. He's got all this talent around him. And then when he doesn't do that great, it's like, oh, I told you, he's not good enough. He was a 7th-round pick, the last player picked in the draft. There's no reason why he should be out there. So the guy can't win either way. And I just think if you look at the way he's played over the course of time that he's been in there, compare what he's done compared to other quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he's a really, really good quarterback, and there's not a lot of teams that have really, really good quarterbacks in their team. Is he one of the elite elites? No, he's not, but he's probably as good a quarterback as there is in the league as far as when you eliminate those top five elite guys. So I think they're fortunate to have a guy like him, and I think Kyle Shanahan has done a great job of incorporating the things that he does best, which is what a smart coach should do, figure out what his quarterback can do and incorporate those things into the offense. and he's had a lot of success. The kid's been to a Super Bowl, and he's taken a team to a couple of NFC championship games. There's not much more you can do except for win the whole thing, and he just happens to have lost to one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now, in Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. Warren, you played this game obviously at a high level. I'm just a spectator and fan, but the Cardinals came into last week's game giving up 150 yards or more to their last two opponents, and the Niners come out and Kyle calls eight pass plays of their first nine, and I'm just wondering, Jordan Mason averaged 6.4 yards a pop. Warren, he only got it 14 times in an NFL game. If you're not going with what's working, is it that simple to say that's why they got beat in Arizona? Was you hung in the game because the Niners were in control of this, but I feel like they didn't run enough.
Yeah, that might be true. And also, you know, Kyle could have been looking at, okay, they're going to really try and load up on the run to stop the run, so we're going to throw the football. So I don't know. You have to understand more of the inside makings of what goes into a team. We can all sit out here and speculate what should have happened and what shouldn't have happened, but unless you really know what his thinking was going into the game on why he wanted to throw the football as much as he wanted to, as compared to running it against a defense that had been pretty vulnerable against the run, it's really hard to speculate on it. But I think it's because he thought that they were going to load up against the run, because knowing the 49ers really run the ball very well, so he thought that he would throw the football a little bit more, but it didn't work.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game, Hall of Fame quarterback. The one thing that I thought was interesting, because we've talked about Mason only had 14 carries. Then I'm looking at Seattle's box score from Sunday against the Giants. I saw their running backs only had a total of 7 carries, and Kenneth Walker only had 5. What did you see there?
Yeah, I saw the same thing. They've got to get Kenneth Walker going. I know he's missed a couple of games this year with injury. Geno is leading the league right now in pass yardage, but there's a reason. It's because they've been behind in some ball games. He has been pretty effective when he's throwing the football, but he also hasn't been protected as well at times. So I think they need to get back to running the football a little bit more. I think you're going to see Kenneth Walker be more involved in the game plan tonight. That will take a little bit of pressure off of Geno, so he doesn't have to sit back there in the pocket, where his offensive line hasn't always been so stout this year. And he doesn't have to run the football the way he has, too. He's been running the ball a lot out of the pocket, just trying to get away from pressure. So get Kenneth Walker more involved, especially while he's healthy, because he's a guy that hasn't been healthy. He's been in and out of the lineup, but whenever he's usually been in there, he's been pretty effective. So let's get that guy going so they can make their play-action game a little bit more effective, and that also helps protection for Geno.
Warren, I'm kind of curious. I want to talk about Brandon Ayuk, who basically had a very public negotiation. He got paid, and he got paid handsomely. Had a great first half last week, but the season, no touchdowns yet, and the fans are like, where are you at? Do you think he's carrying extra weight trying to live up to that contract? From your experience, what are you seeing from or not seeing from Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, you just don't see him being as sharp as he was last year to finish the season. You got to remember, he missed the whole training camp and preseason, and that affects you, because it affects your timing. It affects your timing with the quarterback, your route running, all those different things. And he just seems to not be in the flow yet, but I think you saw glimpses of it last week. He and Brock need to get back on the same page. He has caught 21 passes but has not got into the end zone. But, I say the same thing for Deebo Samuels. He has one touchdown, and he was there the whole preseason. He was there the whole training camp. He only has 36 yards rushing, so he's another guy. Both of those, the two wide receivers on this football team, don't have a touchdown reception between them, and I think that's huge. Jennings has the other three, and I think Kittle's has three. That's the 6 touchdown passes that Brock Purdy has. So I think those wide receivers need to step up and make some big plays for this football team in order for them to get their offense back on track.
Warren, who do you like tonight?
You know, this is a division game. It's in Seattle. These two teams know each other very well. San Francisco's won the last, I think, 4 or 5 meetings between the two. But I'm going to go with Seattle just because they're at home tonight. And San Francisco hasn't played that well the last few ball games. So I'm just going to go with the home field advantage. That's the only reason why I think they'll win tonight. Neither team is playing great, but like I said, it's a division game. It's going to be a very tough game, and it's going to come down to probably a final field goal.
Yeah. Hey, Warren, I want to ask you about DK Metcalf, because the Niners' defense hasn't been anything to write home about this year, and they've had some lapses in the secondary, but I thought DK Metcalf, I mean, body looks like Terrell Owens. I thought he was on the fast track to stardom, but, you know, he's fumbling the ball, putting it on the ground. What do you see from him, and how big of a deal is it going to be for the Niners secondary to kind of stop DK Metcalf?
Yeah, he's a tremendous talent. There's no question about it, and he's had a couple of 100-yard games this year. He did put the ball on the ground last week after a nice reception. Sometimes he tries to, you know, burrow over guys too much instead of just getting on the ground. I think that's what happened last week. He tried to run over a defensive back, and somebody came in there and slapped the ball out of there. But if he's, you know, more cautious with the football, he's one of the better receivers in this league. And, you know, he's got, like I said, all those physical attributes. He's huge, and he has first-class speed, and they like to get him the ball in a lot of different ways. So hopefully he'll redeem himself tonight and come out and have a big game on Thursday Night Football.
Warren Moon,
thank you, man,
so much for joining us. As always, really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys. Great talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That's Warren Moon, Hall of Famer.